Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, speaker, author, nurse, fitness trainer, and full circle health coach. Well, you know that all my episodes have to do with ESPM, which is emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health or balance, which also includes health issues, eating, nutrition, exercise, and even sleep. Now, let me tell you a funny thing. Never in my life did I think I had sleep apnea. However, my dentist asked me to take a sleep apnea test last time I went to see her a couple of months ago to find out why I have dry mouth. She said my teeth are being affected and the enamel is getting soft. I did not see any relation between the two, but... So today we're going to talk about sleep apnea, and I'm going to give you a little overview on what that actually is. It's an obstructive sleep apnea. Is a common and serious sleep disorder that causes you to stop breathing during sleep. The airway repeatedly becomes blocked, limiting the amount of air that reaches your lungs. When this happens, you may snore loudly or make choking noises as you try to breathe. Your brain and body becomes oxygen deprived, and you may wake up. This may happen a few times a night, or in more severe cases, several hundred times a night. In many cases, an apnea or temporary pause of in breathing is caused by the tissue in the back of the throat collapsing. The muscles of the upper airway relax when you fall asleep. If you sleep on your back, gravity can cause the tongue to fall back. This narrows the airway, which reduces the amount of air that can reach your lungs. The narrowed airway causes snoring by making the tissue in the throat vibrate as you breathe. Sleep apnea can make you wake up in the morning feeling tired or unrefreshed, even though you have had a full night of sleep. During the day, you may feel fatigued, have difficulty concentrating, or you may even unintentionally fall asleep. This is because your body is waking up numerous times throughout the night, even though you might not be conscious of each awakening. Now, I thought that was really interesting, and I just learned actually all those things when I went to take my class. I have such a great relationship with my dentist that I took her seriously, and I did ask my doctor to request a sleep apnea test. So I went to the seminar, and they told us all these things. And what I found interesting is that it can be detected in different ways. And actually, a lot more people have it than not. And how it shows that you have it with the blocked airways, stopped breathing, the anatomy of the breathing pattern, etc. It's also more common when you have high blood pressure, a heart disease, stroke, prediabetes or diabetes, depression. Those are all things that actually have to do or can have to do with the sleep apnea. So what I noticed with myself is that the first night it was an easy thing. I mean, we got a little two probes going up the nose that were reading everything we did during the night in motion and sleeping when we slept. Actually, to my surprise, it even showed the doctor I saw yesterday to read what happened. He said, "Ma'am, why do you sleep more on your back than on your sides?" And I looked at him and said, "I never revealed that to anybody. How did you know?" And he goes, "Well, the reading showed me that you sleep more on your back, and every time when you're on your back, you have sleep apnea, you stop breathing. And I go, oh, wow. So he says, I would really like to know why you don't sleep on your sides. So I explained to him that I cannot sleep long on my right side because my shoulder is a little bit overused for many things. And I definitely cannot sleep on my left side because I just had my shoulder totally dislocated, the bones fractured top and bottom, the ligament, tears in the ligament and tears in a bicep and tricep. So he goes, oh my gosh, okay, so you're almost forced to sleep on your back. I said, actually, yes, and I have pillows under my knees and a good pillow for my head that's chiropractic that has the curve in it so I can actually sleep. He goes, okay, now I'm going to give you a bigger apparatus to take home to sleep with. And that one had a mask for my face. They have different ways of doing it, and they have a lot of information on checking how you can do it so you don't have to stay in the hospital. You can do it at home, and it's relatively easy. So I did that, and what I noticed, because we had to fill in how we felt and what was going on and how much we slept and whatnot. And so I said, well, I know for a fact I was in bed from 10:30 at p.m. to 7 a.m., and I'm positive I slept 4.5 to 5 hours in deep sleep and the rest in light sleep. But I was totally relaxed. And it was the very first time that my hands and feet were warm the entire night long. And whoa, the nurse who took the equipment back this morning goes, this is, wow, that means you really oxygenated your body this time. You got air. I said, I must have, because I usually have ice cold feet and ice cold hands during the night. And it was warm the entire night. So since I did get diagnosed with sleep apnea, I know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a machine that I get to use every night to go to bed so I get more rested sleep. The reason why that is so important is not just to reduce the high blood pressure, the heart disease, the issue of getting a stroke, prediabetes, diabetes, depression. It's also good for weight reduction when you sleep well, for feeling much better about everything. You know, it's just very important. Now, there's another thing that can trigger sleep apnea and make it a little bit more difficult, which is actually when you fly or drive through two time zones. And I checked this out, and it says over the jet lag, jet lag is a circadian rhythm sleep disorder. Your circadian rhythms are your body's internal clock that signals when you're supposed to feel sleepy or alert. Your circadian rhythms operate on a roughly 24-hour schedule. Your body uses sunlight to determine how much of the sleep-promoting hormone melatonin it produces. Melatonin production is high during the evening and very low during the day. As a result, you are alert during the daytime and sleepy at night. Traveling across multiple time zones can disrupt your circadian rhythm. And if you're interested, you can definitely read up some more on that. It is very interesting. Let me see. So we definitely want to prevent the air pipes to be blocked. We want to make sure they're open so we can breathe properly. We want to make sure that everything is in order with us, that we're happy and healthy. Also, when you travel, it says not to drink alcohol because that can throw off your circadian rhythm. So having learned all these things, I am just kind of puzzled with what's going on. And I go, my goodness, I am learning a lot of new things. And who was thinking that they might have sleep apnea? Because most of us think, oh, no, not me. That was me. Yeah. And now I have it. I am very lucky, though. I'm only in a moderate level. So it's not a life and death situation with me. However, people who have it seriously can have it very, you know, it's very dangerous. And so I just want to say, if you have issues with sleeping, if you feel groggy in the morning after a 6 to 8 hour, 9 hour night rest, depending on what you need, and you know that best, when you feel the best when you get up in the morning, you might want to request a sleep apnea test. It does not hurt. It's not too comfortable having the little probes in the nose, but it's easy. And the second one that I just took last night to this morning with the mask was really easy because they check with you what makes you feel most comfortable, and they really educate you on how to use it. So I thought this was a very interesting experience, and I just want to create an awareness that if you snore, it might be due to not being able to breathe because your soft tissue in the back of your throat is actually plugging up the airways. Don't drink caffeinated drinks at night, and be careful with the alcohol, especially when you travel, because that has a big effect on you. So can you see how this actually has to do with mental, physical, and emotional health? I would say when in doubt, do get tested, because for me now, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get that machine because it really helped me tremendously last night, and then I'm going to feel better during the day. I'm more energized because I had a really good night rest. My whole body is going to get in better shape again, so I'm totally excited. I'm glad that today's medicine has made so much progress and is in such a great way to actually help us out. All right, so what I want to do now is, I did give you the symptoms, okay, not sleeping well, or you're waking up all the time or feeling groggy and all that. Just check that out. Or if your partner says, man, you snore, or you saw wood during the night, just have it tested. It's better to go once too many times than once not enough, because you really want to avoid strokes and heart disease and things like that. I do have a free gift for you, and you can click on that link when you check my thing. It's http://www.nhlbi.nah.gov. And it has to do with health and sleep apnea. My contact information is http://www.miklknight.com, miklknight.com. My email is dythomson@miklknight.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. For you to either call or leave messages or text me if you have any questions, suggestions. And it's always a pleasure hearing from people who have noticed that it helped them, or who have made some suggestions or have asked questions. I really appreciate that very much, and I'm looking forward to getting more of those. For right now, I'm going to say see you next week again, or hear you next week again. They're always Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I'm going to say stay healthy, happy, blessed, and empowered. And talk to you next week again. Take care.